Welcome to the Living the Dream podcast with Curveball. If you believe, you can achieve. Welcome to the Living the Dream with Curveball podcast, a show where I interview guests that teach, motivate, and inspire. Today, we're going to be talking about mind, body, and spirit in regards to life coaching and how impactful that can be and how you should do everything with your mind, body, and spirit, as I am joined by author, teacher, soccer coach, and life coach, Carlo Soto. Carlo,
what's up, guys?
A teacher. Yeah, exactly. He's a teacher, and he also believes that we should have a holistic approach when it comes to education. So, Carlo, thank you for joining us. And why don't you start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. A little bit about myself. I've been living in Cali for probably the most part of my life since about sixth grade in high school. I'm 35 now. I've moved around a lot. I was born in Chile, lived in Virginia, lived in Tennessee, lived in Indiana. That was through my parents' occupation of being ministers. So the spiritual aspect, the spiritual foundation was set through them in that sense. And just through life's experience, you know, coming out here, living in Los Angeles, dealing with all of what Los Angeles has to offer, the good and the bad. I've learned a lot. I've been through some ups and downs. And I'm just here to kind of talk about that process. I'm currently right now at the high school. I'm teaching here at the high school that I actually attended and was not the best of students. Actually was bottom 10% of the class, which is kind of ironic to be teaching here now. Again, through all that process, through all this learning, I've come to the key aspects of how I live my life, which is the body, the mind, and the spirit, having them in tune, having them in harmony in order to reach maximization. And I've been living it, I've been practicing it, which has gotten me this far in my career, also in writing the book, The Path to Maximization, and also being able to compete collegiately in soccer and also coach and coach some championship teams and win some state championships and CIF championships. So now that I'm here, feeding the youth with this kind of philosophy, which I feel is the most important lessons that they need to learn in this holistic approach, right? I embed it into my teaching and coaching.
Well, before we get into that, let's talk about your soccer. Tell us all about that and about who you coach and all that. And tell us what you teach at your high school.
Sure. So coaching, I coach here at the high school. I coach the varsity team. Been coaching for about 10 years. My first year, I kind of came in mid-season and they were struggling. They weren't winning games. And my first year, I was able to birth a wild card playoff entrance. We won that game and we won the second game, first round. We won the second round. We ended up winning the whole thing, which is what opened up the doors for me to be able to come into the school. The athletic director wanted to hire me as a permanent sub, which then pushed me to become a teacher, get my master's degree in secondary education. And I'm still here winning some championships, league titles, you know, making it happen here. I also coach club soccer I've coached my daughter since she was little. She's now here at the high school. I coach my sons. I have four kids, so I coach them as well. I coach at a local club around here and been doing that. I love coaching, which is why I got into teaching. I was like, what's going to pay? Coaching isn't going to pay, but what can keep the lights on? What can keep the food on the table? And that was a teaching career to help with that. And so I went and pursued a teaching credential, and now I'm here teaching Spanish at the high school.
Sweet. So when you talk about implementing mind, body, and soul into everything that you do, as you do, and as you talk about, tell us what that actually means.
So as a human, right, we are those three things. Well, first off, we're spiritual beings living in a body that has a mind, right, in order to help it all function. And so when we are focusing living and understanding, living consciously on those three aspects of the body and the mind and the spirit, that's when we are reaching our full potential. What I have seen, especially in my own life, is that when I was not conscious in any of those, when I'm not working out or exercising or eating right, my body's a little bit off, right? If I'm not taking care of my mindset, what I'm letting take root, or what I'm looking at or what I'm reading, or if I'm not conscious of guarding what is coming into my mind, then I start having mental issues, thinking negative, depression, anxiety. And the spirit, if I'm not connected there where it all stems from, if I'm not taking moments throughout the day to center myself, to pray, to be in silence, to be with nature, to see and flow from that divine essence of life, then the body and the mind aren't even going to be in harmony. So my philosophy, or the philosophy that I live by, is that the body, the mind, and the spirit in harmony, in balance, will in turn produce success, not only in health and but also in happiness and joy, but also in anything that you interact with, whether it's academics, career, or athletics. When we are conscious of those three things, we are on the path to maximization, which is, you know, what I wrote the book on.
Okay, well, since you mentioned your book, you know, could kind of go ahead and talk about it, tell listeners where they can get it and what to expect if they read it.
Yeah, so the book is titled The Path to Maximization. You can go to thepathtomaximization.com and download the ebook there. The audiobook is soon to be released on there as well. And the book is broken down into five chapters, basically five things that we have full control over. The first chapter is habits, and the second chapter is diet. Third chapter is exercise. Fourth is sleep. And the fifth is breath, or breathing. And in each chapter, it's broken down into the three categories of the body, the mind, and the spirit. So we have the habits of the body, right? What type of habits have we established that determine our physical abilities or our physical health? Habits of the mind, right? The self-talk, the patterns of thinking that we've established throughout our lifetime, and then habits of the spirit, right? What we can do to increase, create habits to increase our spiritual intelligence, our spiritual health. And then it goes into the next chapter, diet, again, diet of the body, diet of the mind, diet of the spirit, exercise, body, mind, spirit. So every single chapter is broken down into those three categories. And it's basically just, again, all of those five concepts we have full control over. We have full control over our habits. We can change our habits, right? We can identify the habit loop, which is, you know, the cue, the routine, the reward. And if we can identify the cue of when the habit is happening, change the routine, then we can change the habit and in turn change who we are. So the path to maximization starts off with habits, because habits are everything. It's all that we are. And if we can start there, then we can start implementing it into our diet, our exercise life, our sleeping patterns, and also our breathing patterns. And once we do that, we're on the path to maximization, and we're ready to thrive in body, mind, and spirit, and be successful, not just in our mental health, our physical health, and spiritual health. But also when we are vibrating in those successful frequencies within, everything we do on the outside will also attract that success, and you'll be successful in your career, your academics, or your athletics, or your relationships, or whatever it is that you are pursuing.
Okay. You also talk about a holistic approach when it comes to education. So explain to the listeners what you mean by that and what that looks like in your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, the education system needs a turn here to start implementing a holistic approach. I see these kids and, you know, they're stuck on their devices. There's lack of motivation. There's lack of awareness of their physical health. They're eating junk. Their sleeping patterns are off. They're not exercising, which is then in turn affecting their ability to do well in academics. Here and you know, we're teaching still in a memorization based type of education system when it's with AI and with the devices and all the information is there. So I truly believe that we know we need to steer away from that and start steering towards a holistic approach where we are teaching the human, where we are helping the human become conscious, helping the future generations become conscious and aware of their body, their mind, and their spirit, so that in turn, when they become adults, they're not just stuck in the same patterns and just checking off the box of academics or trying to memorize things, which might not be as beneficial to them in the future. As we can see, the world is changing and the economics and businesses are changing, and what is affecting a lot of our humanity now is the mental health and the physical health. And so it is my conviction, it is my belief that the holistic approach and teaching of the body, the mind, and the spirit is needs to be embedded into this academic world.
All right. Well, let the listeners know about any upcoming or current projects that you're working on that we all need to be aware of.
Definitely. I mean, the audiobook is coming out soon. Again, pathtomaximization.com. You can find me on all the social media, Instagram, Path to Maximization, TikTok, YouTube. Go search Path to Maximization, and you'll be able to find all the content that I'm putting out that relates to the body, the mind, on the and the spirit. I have a course, the Path to Maximization course, that's available online as well. Go on there, change your life, take action, get on the path, invest in yourself on and take this course and come out of it better than you've ever been. Come out thriving, ready to be successful in your job, in your careers, in your health, and also for yourself, right? That's the main thing, to be centered and to know and to have purpose. And when we do that, then we can serve, you know, all the people around us. So for you dads out there, for you moms out there who are kind of stuck in a rut, hey, this is for you, pathtomaximization.com. Go take the course, go buy the ebook, go read it. I have no doubts that it'll benefit you and put you on a place where you are reaching your full potential in body, mind, and spirit. Pathtomaximization.com. Head on over there. And from there, you can also find any of those social media links. Give me a follow. And, you know, I like to say clean your feed. A lot of the stuff we're looking at on social media and stuff is a bunch of junk. A lot of the stuff we're putting into our minds and through our feeds is not really feeding us the most nutritious things for our minds. So I say, hey, clean your feed, go follow Path to Maximization, get a little bit of that positivity, a little bit of insight, and a little bit of encouragement to help you move forward and be the best version of yourself. PathToMaximization.com.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, well said. And please be sure to follow Carlo and everything that he's up to. Pick up that book, check it out. Follow, rate, review, share this episode to as many people as possible. If you have any guests or suggestion topics, cjackson102@cox.net is the place to send them. As always, thank you for listening and supporting the show. And Carlo, thank you for joining us and sharing your story.
Hey, appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Curtis.
For more information on the Living the Dream podcast, visit www.djcurveball.com. Until next time, stay focused on living the dream.